Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. Level up. Lifestyle. Wellness. Damn good time. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Ladies and gentlemen. To the Holistic Life Podcast, presented by Say What Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay, I need to take singing lessons if I want to keep singing in these. It's all good. It's all good. I know you like them. I don't know. We'll see. Anyways, welcome to another episode of the Holistic Life Podcast. I am Jenny.
And I'm like, please don't scream because we're in a confined space.
I'm not screaming. I just get excited.
You get super excited. I mean, excited.
When I whisper, you're like, why are you whispering?
I'm not saying whisper. I'm just saying, like, don't yell either.
Okay, well, I'm excited. I'm sorry. I'm like, yo, people, like, we're doing this episode, trying something different and doing it in the car while we're driving.
We've done it in the car before.
No, it's been a long time. We've been in the car with our new setup and our new gig and all that stuff. So, we are in the car driving in the streets of Florida, or like you like to say, the streets. The streets of Florida. All right. Anyways, I feel like we're just like shooting the shit, talking dumb shit. Let's talk about what we're talking about today. Jay.
We're continuing from last episode.
Yeah. Part two of Shift Happens. And why are we doing part two of Shift Happens, Jay?
I feel part one was definitely on a kind of, I don't know, what's the word? Higher level?
Yeah, like we just kind of like dipped our toes in.
It's not the word I want to use. But okay. But it was like, I feel like we could definitely simplify some things, right? Because some people might be like, well, what if I don't identify as a high-paying athlete? Because that was like one of the major
examples
mm-hmm. of last show. And like, you know, what if I'm just trying to do something different? So do something different.
Jay, do you feel like someone who's listening, if they haven't listened to part one, they need to listen to part one?
No, they don't. You don't necessarily need to listen to part one, but I think you should because it'll definitely, you won't be sitting and listening to this and be like, yo, what the hell are you talking about?
Okay, because I'm thinking there's probably some kind of a movie analogy that's kind of funny of something that has like a part one, part two, that you're cool to like watch the second one.
Well, the thing with movie analogies, though, is like, you know, Avatar 2 was coming on. That's like 20, 30 years later. So you probably have to go back and watch the... Okay, point made.
Anyways, all right, go ahead. Let's get in. What are we going to talk about? Set the stage.
Last week, we talked about basically identity shifting, identity changing. Depending on the circle you run in, it might be called something else, and if you don't resonate with those words, it's basically who are you, you know? And usually who we are reflects how we do things, you know? And it's like, if you want to do something better, start shifting your identity.
If you want to do something better,
different.
Excuse me.
If I'm you want to do something different,
right? Like if you're stuck or feeling like you want more in life or you want to change something or something different. Yeah.
Then, yeah, I say better, but I meant different.
I mean, it can be better too, because sometimes what you want to do is show up as a better version of yourself.
Yeah, I don't want to get caught up in you know, shift your trajectory to where you want to go.
Yes.
Like wherever your goal is, not saying it's better or worse, but wherever your goal is, you know, shifting that trajectory. And a lot of that time, that trajectory is like, how do we show up not only outside, but in our heads? Because two, we kind of show up differently in front of everybody else. Then like, we actually show up better for other people than we show up for ourselves, which is kind of crazy.
Expand. Tell more. Tell me more.
It's just like, you know, just you, I don't know if it's a showing face or putting on airs, whatever that thing is, but we show up differently outside of ourselves. Like, we're quick to say, oh, I can't do X, Y, and Z, backtracking a little bit. But, you know, just the identity shift and change is a double-edged sword sometimes. Because, yes, you can speak positively and, you know, all that stuff. But, you know, just like it's shifting your trajectory. Like that 1 degree difference. You can go 1 degree to the left or 1 degree to the right. You can go 1 degree up, 1 degree down. Still, it's just depending on where you want to go and shifting that trajectory. Like if you're saying you want to be as you said, a better person, but you're like, I can't do this, you know. So use an entrepreneurial example, like, you know, I can't get business right, or like whatever people say, I don't understand this.
I'm too busy. I never get it right. Yeah, I don't understand things.
Yeah, those type of things. That's what you're showing up as. That's what you're identifying as. So that's what you're going to get back, instead of shifting those things and instead of saying, okay, I don't understand. Well, what for defining what understanding looks like for you, and what is a person, a thing, an ideal that is, how do I want to say this? Good understanding.
Can I take a shot at this?
Sure.
Okay. So let's think about your life. And if you were to take a snapshot of where you were at in your life right now. Now, if we're speaking in the hala speak, we have 8 dimensions of our lives that we focus on. So you have mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, career, quality of life, relational, social, and self-discovery. Those are the 8 dimensions we focus on in our world. And of course, you guys know you can add in some other ones, because there are some other ones, right, that you can add in if you want to keep chunking down. So if you take a snapshot right now of where you're at in your life and how you are and how you're showing up, and then you think about where you want to be in your life, all 8 dimensions of your life, individually and collectively as a whole, there's a gap. There's usually a gap from where we are and where we want to be. Regardless of what it is, maybe it's just because we talk about it a lot on this podcast, maybe it's just your physical. So maybe you feel like you want to show up differently and you want to eat healthier and you want to have a body that has energy and moves better. Okay, that's physical, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's career and you're like, wow, you know, I'm not sure if I really like my career, or maybe I have this business, but this business has me working 24/7. I wish I had more time. I wish I had more freedom. I wish I had more fun and adventure, right? Maybe it is your quality of life. Your business and your life and the way that you're doing things right now are keeping you away from your friends and family and loved ones and the things you love to do. You know, maybe you haven't taken a vacation in years. Or what you call a vacation is you going on a mastermind within your group program that is really just a seminar on steroids at a retreat location. And you're calling that a vacation because it just happens to be in a pretty place, yet you're in class all day.
Right.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I get it. There's time to be away and that works, but that's like not a vacation. A vacation is you unplugging. Now, going to something like that and extending it for a few days or extending it for a week, cool, right? So we can talk about many different aspects of life, but I feel like what you were really trying to encompass there is when you talk about identity shifting, who do you need to become in order to step into that person in order to close the gap from where you are now to where you want to be?
Right.
So who do you need to become? Maybe a whole over, like, I need to become an Oprah type figure. I mean, that's a huge identity to step into depending on how far the gap is. So what if you take one aspect of that, just like we talk about the 1% better, what if you take about one aspect of that and you focus on one little thing? So for example, maybe it has to do with the way that you talk to yourself. And the very first thing that you want to shift that's going to make the biggest impact is how you talk to yourself. And that identity shift you need to make is, what would Oprah say to herself? Oprah probably says, man, you're a badass bitch. You know, you're fucking awesome, man. You're going to kill it. And I'm sure she's had times in her life, you know, in the beginning, especially when she maybe wasn't feeling that, she had to step into that power in order to really walk in and get turned down and have shit thrown in her face to become like the mogul she is today, right? All these people telling her she's not good enough and all the crap along the way, right? So in today, who do you need to become? And this identity shifting is, what can you do to step into that identity? And I think what you were trying to say in the last episode is like, okay, what would this identity do? What would this persona do? Like you talked about the Spartan warrior, right? Like, what would a Spartan warrior do in this situation?
But even simplifying that, you know what I'm saying? A runner, mm-hmm. a reader, you know what I'm saying? Like, instead of saying, I run, I'm a runner. Mm-hmm. That holds significant weight difference from just saying, I run and I'm a runner. Because runners do certain things.
But what's the difference between just having affirmations? Like, you know, one of the things that can help is affirmations, but you're like, I'm a runner, I'm a runner, I'm a runner, but you don't believe it.
Well, that's, I was getting ready to say, that's the thing with affirmations. You have to believe it. Right. And just saying, yes, I'm a runner, but even thinking about, like, you can't just say I'm a runner, because runners have a different mindset. You know what I'm saying? You just don't put on a pair of sneakers and go run.
Right.
Runners are very particular about the type of sneakers they wear, because depending on how long, how far they're running, you know what I'm saying? The shoes are specifically designed to minimize joint pressure and your back. Like, it's a whole different thing. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're just like, oh, I run, that just says, oh, you know what I'm saying? I put on a pair of shoes and I might run the block. Like, saying I'm a runner, that's a whole different conversation. That's a whole different jargon. That's a whole different vernacular. That's a whole different conversation. But it's a whole different mindset and shift.
So what's the purpose of you saying I'm a runner then? So that you can pick out the things that can help you identity shift into the mindset of a runner? If that's what you want to be, is it because you want to be a runner? Is it because you want to be a healthier person? Like, what are you pulling from the runner? Why would you?
Well, if you want to run more.
All right. I just needed to break down a little bit more.
And if you, simplified it even more. If you want to be a healthier person, what would a healthy person do? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I want to be a healthier person. I'm healthy. I'm healthy and different from, like, I want to be a healthier person. What type of healthier person?
Right. So I feel like this idea is coming in. I want to see what you think, where it's like, it's almost like you can use runners and athletes and bodybuilders and whatever. You can use all these different like personas, all these different identities to be able to fuel what it is you want your identity to be.
Exactly.
Because, for example, you know, I was just reading this on someone's Facebook post the other day where they were saying they literally shifted their identity from, they were a foodie and they were always the person bringing the brownies and cooking the brownies and sweets. Like, that was a huge part of their identity and who they were. So think about that. If you're wanting to become a healthy person and you're wanting to lose weight and you're wanting to have more energy and you're wanting to do all that typical stuff that goes in the conversation of being a healthy person, right? If it's a huge part of your identity where you show up to parties and you bring your famous brownies and everybody loves them and, you know, that's like your form of love and your form of connecting with people, then it can be super shattering to your current identity to then be like, well, I'm the person that brings peaches. Like, that's a disconnect. And that's usually why people don't succeed, because they are like, well, I can't be the person that brings peaches to a party. Like, that's not me. I'm the, you know, the master cookie maker or whatever it is.
Right.
But that's the thing with identity shifting, is really tapping into, if you really want to shift and you want to close that gap between where you are and where you want to be. And now we're talking about some of our other podcast episodes where we talked about ready, able, and willing, right? I mean, that's part of the conversation too, because look, if you're listening and you're like, I don't want to be a peach girl, that's not what I want to be, that's fine. But if you're not willing to shift your identity in order to change, then you're not willing to change.
I think it, what I want to say here, because I feel you could still be, if you're identity shifting, changing your identity to like being a healthy person, right? Like, I feel you could still make the brownies, mm-hmm, per se, and take them to the party, but you don't eat them.
Right.
I think that's the thing. But some people be like, oh, wait, whoa. But once again, what would the healthy person do? And if the healthy person could bake the brownies and have a brownie, because the healthy person knows that one brownie isn't going to kill their healthiness, right? Now, if they continue to just like crush brownies, like, you know, they made two batches and they ate a batch of themselves and say half a batch for the party, that's something totally different. A healthy person wouldn't do that.
Well, here I feel like we're getting into like tricky territory, but in a good way. I say tricky territory because there's a lot of talk and there's a lot of articles and knowledge and things about when we talk about a healthy person, because what the average person thinks a healthy person is or isn't, that's the paradigm that you are breaking, Jay, that you are going to be sharing more on your social media. And we're actually going to be launching a membership group, a community, a group of people where you're going to be able to be like on the inner circle and hear some of this stuff, and us to pour into your life and help you with some of these shifts. So, I mean, I feel like we're kind of treading on tricky territory, because it's like, well, a healthy person wouldn't take brownies to a party. Well, that's the thing. Like, I feel like that's what you're wanting to break and bust, but also help people really identify what is the identity shift that they need to make on their terms.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is. Because, like, honestly, I'm gonna be like a buck 50 with y'all, man. Like, I can't be the person who is a healthy person and still bring brownies to the party because I'm a crush them shits. I did it today. Half a batch or a little more than half a batch. I did it by myself and it got to the point.
I'll help you a little less.
Got to the point where I just was sitting over the container just eating the brownies, right? So, like, for me, that identity of a healthier athletic person, knowing that could happen with the brownies, like, I'm not to the point where I can just say no to the brownies, mm-hmm. right? But knowing going forward, all right, babe, we either stick to our healthier brownie recipe, mm-hmm. we either section these shits off after they're made, or we buy the pre-made ones
that have like one or two and that's
yes, it. Yeah. Exactly. So shifting that, and that's what you have to do. I feel that's just like so what, far court. But yeah. the shifting thing is like, these are the choices. Kind of like what you said, what are you right. ready, able, and willing to, these are the choices you make. Like saying, okay, I want to be healthy. I want to be athletic. Because at the end of the day, you can still make the choice to have the brownies or not. That's still, you know what I'm saying? That 1 degree difference.
Right. I feel like it's layered. It's like step one is identifying like, okay, where you are and where you want to be. Okay, that's the self-awareness. Step two is being raw, finding out if you're ready, able, and willing, right? Step three is focusing on intentional transformation. So when you're doing that piece, that's where the identity shifting comes in, right? And you're like, okay, that's what I want to be. I want to be that person, and this is who I have to become in order to embody this change that I want to make in my life.
Right.
Then the next layer of that, because not everything's so cut and dry. I mean, yes, you can wake up every day and you can embody abundance and embody what it is to be a healthy person and make those decisions. But if that is further off in the conversation that we're having today, then that's where you break it down. Like you said, the 1% better, and you're even chunking it down and saying, okay, like we've talked about a million times on these episodes, you know, if you're not ready to stop eating those amazing brownies and move over to peaches, okay, well, like you said, how can you make those steps? Because that's going to take you closer to becoming mm-hmm. that healthy person. So I just want you guys to know, when you're listening, identity shifting is a huge thing and it can happen quickly. But also, if you have a lot of emotional ties and you're holding on to some of these things, like I gave in that example of, it's your identity, like, I'm a foodie, how on earth can I be a foodie who's vegan? Like, I don't understand how those go together. Or, you know, I'm used to eating meat, or whatever it is. Like, if there's something you want to change and embody, or even just think about the identity of, I drink and I hang out with my friends and it gets warm outside and I have a beer. So if I'm not able to do that when it's warm outside, now what? Like, right. If I can't drink beer in those situations, now what do I do with myself? I think that's part of it too. People are like, okay, well, if I stop doing this, then what do I do? Well, like, do I not have friends or things?
I definitely want to say this. When it comes to behavior and habit change, there's three main things. There's outcome-based, there's process-based, and then there's the identity, right? Usually we go outcome, process, identity, when we should go identity, process, outcome.
Okay, say that again. Say that again slower so that if someone's listening in their car, that's important.
So three major factors to behavior and habit change. Outcome, outcome-based, process-based, identity-based. When you usually talk, and we talked about this in the last episode, I'm going a little bit deeper today. Outcome is basically like, oh, I want to lose weight, mm-hmm. right? So that is an outcome-based type of thing. So everything that you're going to do is based on that outcome. Now, you could hit the outcome and be like, okay, cool, I hit it, going back to what I did, right? Or you lose the motivation and you never reach that outcome, right? So it's outcome-based if that's usually your step one. That's why a lot of people do these diets and these things, and it's temporary. It's a temporary fix. It's a band-aid on the symptom, you know, instead of digging into the root cause. Process is, you know, I'm going to, your example, okay, I'm going to stop drinking, mm-hmm. right? I'm realizing alcohol has a some kind of
pool, effect on my body,
effect pool or whatever, yeah. right? So I'm going to stop drinking for 30 days, or I'm going to I'm gonna get all the alcohol out of my house. That's a process, right? But there's really no grounding to the process. So, like you said, summertime comes around, mm-hmm. or a part of you attaches fun to drink or social. There's another attachment there. So when those things come up, so yeah, you might not have it in your house, but when you're out somewhere and you see some people having a good time,
trigger.
Or yeah, it's
like
a trigger.
We've talked about.
So you're like, oh yeah. Shit, yo, that process is out the window, right? So, and the third, or the last one is identity, which is what we've been talking about. But if you start here, if you start with your identity, like Jenny said, closing that gap, figuring out who you want to be, then you can create a process which ultimately, like, you don't have to focus on the outcome, because the outcome will basically fix itself. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people have come to us because they want to lose weight, right? And when they start working with us, we rarely focus on losing weight. We focus on all these other things, and they just happen to lose weight. That's mm-hmm. because when you fix the input, the output usually fix itself.
Right.
So a lot of people go, oh, I want this outcome, right? I'm going to follow this process and hopefully I'll become this individual, right? If I work out for 30, 60, 90 days, if I cut out all the sugar, if I don't drink anymore, by doing said process, I'm going to be a healthier person. Instead of saying, what was a healthier person? What would a healthy athletic person do in this situation? This is the process I'm going to do.
Look, identity. Yes. So you're saying it needs to go. What's the process you said it needs to go?
Identity,
mm-hmm.
process, outcome.
Okay. So identity is exactly what you're saying. Who do right. I need to become?
So for me, I want to be an athletic, healthier person because I don't like saying let myself go, but definitely got a little bit more fluffy, and definitely my trajectory that 1 degree difference for me has definitely been going
away from
where I want to go, mm-hmm. right? So shifting that, what would an athletic, healthier person do? Because of my background, I've been in wellness since I was 15 years old. I know, yes, you can go to the gym. You can get these quick results by busting your ass or whatever. Man, I'm 42. I don't want to do that shit. I want to do stuff I enjoy. You know, we started playing pickleball. I enjoy that. I can do that for an hour, hour and a half if I'm really like pushing myself right now, right? I know I need to build up my endurance, but see, that's the thing. It's something I enjoy doing. If it's cool outside in the morning or evening, we have no problem going to play pickleball for an hour, hour and a half.
Right.
Jenny loves volleyball. She'll sit out there and play all day. And that's the thing, right? So when you're doing said things, sorry, backtracking, going back again, simplifying this. So what would a more athletic, healthier Jay do? Especially since Jay likes playing pickleball, right? I need to build up my endurance, maybe get more acclimated to heat, whatever. That might lead to, I don't know, walking at least a mile a day.
Mm-hmm.
Or like for
Hashtag the carry mile.
Or for me, like we have a set of pull-up bars wherever we are, right? Let me get up and do as many pull-ups as I can in the morning and before I go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do as many push-ups as I can in the morning and before I go to sleep. That's the physical thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before I go to sleep. Good sleep affects all 8 dimensions of what we talk about. So instead of sitting on my phone playing games and reading comic books till 11, 12, 1 o'clock, let me do something that's going to wind down my mind and relax myself so I can get a good night's sleep. Because if I do that, my body's going to be restored and rejuvenated so I can get up and play pickleball longer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just using that as an excuse. Notice I didn't say I cut out any sugar, any alcohol, or I've increased my gym activity. I've increased my physical activity by adding in pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And the walking.
Two little things that I've changed. And that's where it starts. Then you start to habit stack.
Mm-hmm.
So these little habits lead to something else, right? And it leads to, okay, I could only do 3 pull-ups. To mm-hmm. holy shit, I'm knocking out 12.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So literally that's 25 pull-ups a day. So that's quick math, 7, 5, 35, 14. That's 175 pull-ups a week, right?
Mm-hmm.
You do your own math 4 times a week, boom. And then you're increasing that. So you've already increased your strength with your walking, depending on where you're walking. You've increased your conditioning to your environment wherever you are. And it's like these little things add up in the long run.
Right.
So it's not like, okay, I've done this 30, 60, 90 day program. And since I didn't shift who I am or who I wanted to be or close that gap, as soon as that outcome is reached, I go back to exactly what I've been doing because I didn't solidify that identity.
Right.
That was a lot. I hope that makes sense.
I mean, it definitely flips everything on its head, you know, and especially like you said, when you're getting into your 30s, 40s, 50s and beyond. I mean, shoot, even if you're 20, but I don't know if a 20-year-old's going to hear this the same.
They won't.
You know? Someone might, because there's always something.
Yes, they might, but I feel the majority of 20-year-olds,
yeah,
unless you've been experienced,
yeah,
or exposed to that, like, it won't hit till 5, 10, 15, 20 years later.
Right.
Not saying for some of you 20 years, I'm not saying like all, I'm not right, throwing right, all right, you right. in a butt. I'm just saying for most, it won't hit until later. It hits different.
And I mean, hey, it might, if it hits you now, then you just saved yourself.
Facts.
10 years of.
Hey, if it hits you now, hit me up. We can talk.
Right.
I can.
Shoot. We'll maybe pour into you for like an extra little bonus. Like, hey, man, we want to give back to young people. You know, like, hey, we'll just help you out. So anyways, yeah, I feel like it just shifts everything. And it just, this whole process is so much of self-discovery. There's so much self-discovery in this process that it does require you just taking a step back, right? Even the thinking about who do you have to become. I think we're so used to things being so easy and us just going that when you have to stop and you have to think like, who do I have to become? Or you have to stop and think about these things. It slows down the process a little bit if you're wanting a fast process. Hence is like part of the identity that's causing you to get stuck. The identity of you wanting a quick fix or a quick change or something now is because you've been programmed to move so fast in your business, because you've been programmed to always be on, because you've been programmed a right. certain way, it does require you just stopping and pausing and really just taking a breath and evaluating, like, wait a minute.
It's definitely work. It's definitely work. And, you know, people are looking for that tangible thing. And I'm going to be honest with you, listeners, what we do is so deep, it's hard to say what the tangible result is, right? We were talking to one of our favorite clients today, and she's like, yo, whatever y'all put out, I'm on board. Like, fuck, look, you ain't even got to tell me. If you say you're dropping something, I'm on, because I know from working with you guys the type of results I'm going to get, but I've also watched you for years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's challenging for me as a client, this is her talking, to put you, because people have asked, what are you doing? And I'm like, yo, you need to holler at Jenny J. I'm just saying. Because we don't have this, like, get six packs in 7 minutes, right? Oh. We don't have that. We don't have, like, yo, I swear I saw this commercial for losing 50 pounds by eating gummies in 21, lose 50 pounds in 21 days by eating these gummies. Oh my God.
And like, I bet you a ton of people jump on because they're like, oh, that's a dream. I can just eat gummies. You know, I think some of this shit has just been so pounded in over the years, especially when it comes to health and fitness and wellness, that I think it's just become a bit of information overload. And we all think we know what to do when really none of us have any fucking clue what to do, generally speaking. And the key is what you just shared on this podcast.
Yeah, man. No
fucking infomercial TV is talking about identity, process, outcome.
Nah.
They're outcome.
And you know why?
Because that shit sells, and that's marketing.
I've said this before.
And everybody wants the fitness fucking microwave.
Industry, fitness, nutrition industry. Get mad at me. You want, this is a $1 trillion company that is banking on you not to lose.
Excuse me.
Yes, $1 trillion industry. Banking on you to lose. Because think about it, how you're being marketed to. They don't want you to be healthy. Spoiler alert.
We could go so off on a tangent here.
Spoiler alert, because if you're healthy, you no longer need to buy the 30, 60, 90-day programs. You no longer need to buy the meal plans. You no longer need to do this, because if you step into your own awareness, tap into your own inner self and ask your body what it actually needs, and you actually listen and start to do that, you no longer need to buy all these supplements and shit. Because you know what your body needs, and what you're doing is more sustainable than this quick fix. So stop and think about it.
Yeah.
Look, I have 40 to do the math. 42. I was introduced to the gym at 15.
I'm doing the math right now. 27 years.
I've seen this shit come and go. I've seen the fads. I can tell you, side note, real quick, this is what I do. We were walking the dogs a morning a couple weeks ago, and this was after Jenny hadn't played volleyball in 9 months. And I was like, you're walking like you're sore. And she's like, no, I'm not sore. I'm just tired. 20 minutes later, what'd you say?
I'm sore.
I'm just saying, like, I, if you don't do anything, you could be like, Jay's full of shit. Just listen. Next time that infomercial comes on, may it be a fitness infomercial, may it be a nutrition infomercial, just really sit and listen. Stop and say, why am I getting ready to give them my credit card?
Yeah, think about it.
We go on a tangent, man. I'm gonna shut the fuck up.
Yeah, go ahead and wrap it up, babe.
So, yeah. Thank you for listening. Definitely, if you want to, we're going to be launching this community super, super, super soon. And like, super, super, I mean, it might be launched by the time you're listening to this. So stay tuned. If you want to follow like what it's like to work with me, I'm going to be doing a real life case study on myself. You know, what it's like to work with me and how I coach through this. And this isn't scripted. We're sitting in the parking lot of our favorite fast food restaurant right now. So you're going to be seeing like all of this. I'm not going to tell you like, yo, I'm going like, you're stepping into my life as Jay, the person, and Jay, the coach. And it's going to be like super, 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 super interesting and valuable. And like a lot of the deeper stuff is going to be behind the community curtain. So definitely check that out. If you're looking to make a sustainable well-being change and transformation, and we're going to be doing, we're super psyched about this. Like, okay, I said I was going to shut the fuck up. So,
no.
we're going to be doing that. And we're going to be really diving into these 8 dimensions of life and like what it's like for our realigned life blueprint.
Yeah, so keep peeping our link. It's not a link tree, but something like that. It's called solo.to/thehollas. Keep peeping on that, because when you pop on there, you're going to see an invite into the membership, and we're going to have very, very reasonable prices, because we want to be able to give you an opportunity to be a part of this world and grow and transform. It's going to be so freaking amazing. It's a community. We're going to be pouring into everybody's life. We don't need to feed. We're pouring into everybody's life. And you're going to freaking want to be a part of it. It's going to be so much fun. All kinds of amazing stuff for the future. All right, guys. Catch you on the next episode.
Holla.
You can subscribe to the Holistic Life Podcast from your favorite streaming platform. And don't forget to check out 2jholla.com to stay in the know as an official 2J Age Insider. Mahalo for tuning.